Holy Gospel according to Matthew, the 25th chapter. Jesus said to the disciples, "For it is as if a man going on a journey summoned his slaves and entrusted his property to them. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, to each according to his ability. And then he went away. The one who had received the 5 talents went off at once and traded with them and made 5 more talents. In the same way, the one who had the 2 talents made 2 more talents. But the one who had received the 1 talent went off and dug a hole in the ground and hid his master's money. After a long time, the master of those slaves came and settled accounts with them. Then the one who had received the 5 talents came forward, bringing 5 more talents, saying, 'Master, you handed over to me 5 talents. See, I have made 5 more talents. And his master said to him, "Well done, good and trustworthy slave. You have been trustworthy in a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master.' And the one with the 2 talents also came forward, saying, 'Master, you handed over to me 2 talents. See, I have made 2 more talents. And his master said to him, "Well done, good and trustworthy slave. You have been trustworthy in a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of the master.' Then the one who had received the 1 talent also came forward, saying, 'Master, I knew that you were a harsh man, reaping where you did not sow and gathering where you did not scatter seed. So I was afraid, and I went and hid your talent in the ground. Here, you have what is yours.' But the master replied, 'You wicked and lazy slave. You knew, did you, that I reap where I did not sow and gather where I did not scatter? Then you ought to have invested my money with the bankers, and on my return I would have received what was my own with interest. So take the talent from him and give it to the one with the 10 talents. For to all those who have, more will be given, and those will have an abundance. But from those who have nothing, even what they have will be taken away. As for this worthless slave, throw him into the outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Please pray with me. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Sloths seem to be everywhere now. The Birmingham Zoo has a sloth who just hangs there. There's a website called All Things Sloth, just in case you need an insanely cute stuffed sloth. The movie Zootopia, which is actually one of my all-time favorites, features animals in all the roles that we would expect humans to play. Those who work at the Department of Motor Vehicles, the DMV, are sloths. Sloths always seem to be just sort of hanging around and in no hurry. They seem slow and not really engaged. You might even describe them as a little too comfortable. And our texts today are anything but comfortable. Our gospel is filled yet again with weeping and gnashing of teeth. Our Old Testament lesson from Zephaniah, who we don't hear from very often, describes Judgment Day as a day of distress and anguish, a day of ruin and devastation, a day of darkness and gloom. Many of us like our faith to be comforting. We like to pick up our Bible in times of need, looking for that word from God that will get us through a tough time. We see our faith as something like a safety net for the here and the ever after. We like our faith to be like the light that shines through our stained glass windows or the warm glow of candles. But the Bible has a way, as some say, of comforting the afflicted and afflicting the comforted. And today our texts afflict. They call us to take a hard look at ourselves. We've likely heard this parable from Matthew before. Three servants are given talents or money by their master. And a talent is not a skill like being able to play the bassoon or do math. A talent is also not a single coin like a quarter. A talent instead is equal to 15, one talent is equal to 15 years of wages. This is an extravagant gift. How many masters do you know who give their servants this much money? The master leaves then for a very long time and trusts the servants with the money. He gives them the authority to handle the money. And when he comes home, he wants to see what they have done with the money. The first two servants double the money. If you've ever tried to double your investment, you know that it takes a really long time. And it's a very risky venture. But the first two servants do it. The third servant's not a bad man, but he plays it safe. He doesn't want to take any chances. So for all the years that the master was away, he buries the money. And he took pride that nothing was lost, but neither was anything gained. The first two servants are called good and trustworthy. The third is thrown into the outer darkness and the weeping and gnashing of teeth. But this parable really isn't about investment techniques or money. It's really about the gospel. Do you remember the seven deadly sins? These were first named by Ponticus back in late 300 AD. And these sins are the basis for other sins. They're things like gluttony, pride, greed, wrath, and envy. A little bit of pride is okay, but a lot of pride is damaging to yourself and others. And one of the seven deadly sins is sloth. Yep, sloth. The animal who sleeps all day in the Birmingham Zoo was named after this deadly sin. Remember how God calls us above everything else to love God and love another? Slothfulness was a term first used for the monks who became indifferent to their duties to God and to each other. These monks lacked feeling and energy. They were passive and sluggish. They didn't engage or care about God or others. Is this why the guy who buried his talent was thrown into the outer darkness? Did he bury his talent into the ground because he was indifferent to the gift he was given by the master? Or was he just playing tired? I'll be honest, I get really tired some days. I get tired of the news and the pain in this world. I get tired of mass shootings and hurricanes. I get tired of earthquakes and endless mouths to feed. I get tired of cancer and mental illness. I get tired of poverty and racism and discrimination. I get tired of people who play the God card to justify their actions. Some days, all I want to do is crash on the couch, slowly eat my way through a big bowl of ice cream, and read a beach book, which is my version of slothfulness. Taking a breath like this, taking a sloth day, isn't itself deadly. We all need a break sometimes. But in our parable, the servant was not just tired, he was paralyzed. In all those years the master was away, the servant did nothing with the generous gift he'd been given. Sins are not just things that we do, but also things we don't do. And this servant did nothing. The generous gift that we have been given is not talents like in the parable, But we've been given the gift of the gospel, the gift of Jesus Christ in our lives, the gift of forgiveness and eternal life. And our sin of slothfulness is to live as Christians in the midst of this world and be paralyzed. To know Christ, but to be silent. When we are given the gospel, we can't tune out the cries of the hungry and the abused or deny those cries. But we're called to respond with time and with money and with our support. We can't sit back when we hear racist comments and discrimination. But we are to call foul and speak the gospel of love and care for everyone. We can no longer sit by and hear the gospel blatantly abused and misunderstood. We have been given the gospel not to sit silent, but to cry out and to live out the love of God. We can't wait for someone else to do something because the problem is too big or we are too busy. God calls us to use the gifts that we have been given, gifts of skills and time and money. God doesn't give us these gifts to hoard them or to bury them. God gives us these gifts so that we can love our God and love our neighbors, not only with our hearts and our minds, but with our actions and our resources. Theologian John Buchanan claims that playing it safe, not caring, not investing yourself, not living passionately, not risking anything for the sake of the gospel, is something akin to death, like being banished into the outer darkness. God has given us so much. This third servant saw his master as harsh and vengeful and even exploitive. And the servant was paralyzed by his fear and could do nothing with the gift that he was given. Just like the first two servants, we know God as loving and generous. We realize that we have been given gifts that we do not deserve, gifts of love and grace so extravagant that it's beyond our imagination. And when we receive these gifts, God trusts us and holds us accountable to pass them on. But even more importantly, God frees us to love one another, frees us to risk everything we have for the sake of the gospel, frees us to give our money and our talents in ways only God can imagine, to be diligent, to be faithful, and to be generous. I don't know the gifts that God has gifted each of you with. I don't know all your skill sets. I don't know your financial resources. I don't know what God has been laying on your heart. But I do know that God has gifted you, and God calls all of us to share abundantly the gospel. For no matter how small, God will use our gifts to bring on the kingdom of God. Thanks be to God for that. Amen.